Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 18th. Happy Missions Monday. Also, happy birthday to our receptionist, Jane Helms. And also, happy 80th birthday to my dad, John Frady. Jane and John, we are so grateful that you were born and that you both pour into others to help them flourish. As we begin today, let us pray the birthday blessing over them and also others who share a May birthday. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their heart, may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today in the scriptures, we're in Genesis chapter 25, verses 19 through 34. And then we'll read Psalm 127. In Saturday's Old Testament reading, we read about Abraham's death and how the promise was continued through Isaac. Today, we're going to speed read through Isaac's story with Rebekah and then them having two children, Jacob and Esau, who were twins. And then we're also going to read about Esau selling his birthright. As we think about Jacob and Esau, several thoughts come to mind. One is of sibling rivalry or even favoritism, as Rebekah liked one child and Isaac liked the other. This is also a story about deception and ultimately about reaping what we sow. As Jen Wilkin would say in her book, God of Covenant, which is a Bible study book that has videos, that we shouldn't look to Isaac and Rebekah for parenting advice. And as I read the scripture, you'll understand why. Starting in verse 19, this is the account of the family line of Abraham's son Isaac. Abraham became the father of Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean from Paddan Aram, and sister of Laban, the Aramean. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was childless. The Lord answered his prayer, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant. The babies jostled each other within her, and she said, "Why is this happening to me?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. Just a little side note here. There were no ultrasounds, so she didn't know she had two children within her womb. Verse 23. The Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger." When the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment, so they named him Esau. After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel, so he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them. Another side note. Now, Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, so that means they were without child for 20 years. Sounds like another story we have heard recently. Verse 27. The boys grew up, and Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was content to stay home among the tents. Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once, when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished." That is why he was called Edom. Jacob replied, "First, sell me your birthright." "Look, I am about to die," Esau said. "What good is the birthright to me?" But Jacob said, "Swear to me first." So he swore on oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank, and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. Wow, there was a lot going on in the scripture today. Isaac and Rebekah were childless, and yet God provided miraculously, and he heard Isaac's prayer. A good reminder that God likes to do things God's way, and he's going to remind us that oftentimes his way is a miraculous way. Then we see the story of Esau and Jacob. And even when Rebekah goes to inquire of the Lord prophesies that the older will serve the younger. We see this played out here when Esau comes in from the open country famished, and he asks Jacob for some stew, and Jacob cunningly says, "First, sell me your birthright." You know, the name Jacob means he grasps at the heel or he deceives, and we see that here. And Esau says, "Well, what good is the birthright to me?" And he is very flippant, and he sells his birthright. After I read this passage, I was thinking about, well, what's the difference between a birthright and a blessing? And I looked it up, and basically the birthright is more about legal family inheritance and material rights and leadership. But the blessing is the spoken favor and the spiritual covenant significance related to that. And so we're going to see that story coming up next, where Jacob even deceives in order to get not only the birthright, but also the blessing. Now let's move on over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 127, another song of ascent. I've got a little quiz for you. How many songs of ascent are in the book of Psalms? I'd love to hear from you if you go and Google it and let me know. Remember, the songs of ascent were the songs that they would sing as they would head to Jerusalem for the different festivals. And this little one-liner at the beginning of Psalm 127 is very instructive to us. It can be seen as a warning or a blessing. It can either admonish us or be some kind of promise to us, depending on our attitude and our yielding to the Lord. Psalm 127, a song of ascent. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I know that each of us at one point have tried to achieve something independent from the Lord. And this psalm is a reminder, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. But if we shift that and we trust in the goodness and the majesty and the provision of the Lord, then we rely on him, and we can see this with a hopefulness of promise. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. I can remember when I was in seminary the first year, I had an assignment in my New Testament class that I thought was unbelievably hard. I had to portray the Apostle Paul in some kind of newfangled way. What was Paul like? I had no idea what I was going to say. And I can remember in that moment thinking, okay, Lord, you've got to be the one to write this paper. I was at such a point of need that I recognized he's got to be the one to do it. And so, honestly, I laid down on the floor and I just prayed, Lord, please give me an idea. And then I began to write and the words started flowing. Now, not perfectly, but it was totally evident that the Lord was the one who was building the house. And I still have that paper to this day. It's just a reminder of God's faithfulness to me. Today is Missions Monday. And so we want to be praying alongside our partner in ministry, Living Hope Ministries, in Cape Town, South Africa. Our students are going to work with Living Hope this summer from July 2nd through the 12th, and we want to be praying alongside them as they work with Living Hope, which undertakes community development through education and income generation and health-related programs. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, unless you build the house, the laborers work in vain. That is so instructive to us, Lord, in every area of our lives. We pray, Lord, that we would, in total trust and dependence, rely upon you. Thank you on this Mission Monday for Living Hope Ministries. We pray that as the students and volunteers go, that you would provide safety and that you would use this trip to impact their future, that you would teach them to do your will, that you would help them to see what it looks like to live in a way to help others flourish. Bless Avril and John and all those who work with Living Hope. Again, Lord, we pray for the blessing of those whose birthday is today. And we thank you, Lord, that we can all share in the spiritual blessings that you have provided through your firstborn, our Savior, and Lord Jesus. Amen.